Blog Talk Radio. Episode 89 of the series. I'm your host, Adam Jason Sinclair, and on today's program, I come on try and share some of our viewpoints about motorsports with the world. Learn from our drivers and bring forward the issues surrounding modern autoing. Well, another week in NASCAR, and a week without Dale Earnhardt Jr. This week, the 88 will again be driven by Jeff Gordon, who hopefully will best the 30th place finish Alex Bowman had in the car in Michigan. How do you think he'll do this weekend? Personally, I don't think that he'll do as well as he as in the last disc brief last week. Was not the best time to have him on the back in the car. He's not entirely himself. He's not driving quite as well as he did before, and it might not be a good showing for him. But we'll have to see. In other NASCAR news, Tony Stewart was in the news again this week for a couple issues. First off, it appears he might have chosen the wrong insurance company, as an incident in the sprint car from last season will not be covered. That's not exactly a good sign for Tony Stewart. He might be out of a lot of money, and he's definitely going to be in lawsuit limbo for some time. Also, Tony Stewart made news outside the race car as he called the quarterback of the San Francisco 49ers a dumbass for not rising up out of his seat during the national anthem. That wasn't exactly a smart move either, but, you know, it happens. I think he feels that it's all entertainment and you just stand up and then play the game and go back to the locker room and all that. That's pretty much what Tony Stewart's done in his career. When he didn't agree with certain things, he just sort of went with it. And that's how it goes. There has been discussion that Corey, I'm going to butcher his last name, so I'm going to attempt it, but the guy from the 49ers there is probably on his way out to begin with, because it's all about money, as we said before in this program. So you never know. In other Tony Stewart news, did you know that Darlington Raceway is one of only two Sprint Cup tracks that Tony Stewart has not won at? Did you know the Darlington Raceway is a racetrack built for NASCAR? I'm pretty sure you did. Located near Darlington, South Carolina. It's nicknamed the Lady in Black. And the track Too Tough to Tame by many NASCAR fans and drivers. And advertised as a NASCAR tradition. That's what the whole weekend will be. A bunch of throwback cars and all that. Did you know the public roads in the village of Watkins Glen, where IndyCar races this weekend, were originally used for the race course? ICS officials are also in negotiations with WGI to race there on a permanent basis, as this week is basically just a sort of a last-minute replacement for the Boston race that was canceled. Did you know that only two races remain until the chase for the NASCAR Sprint Cup? The Bojangles 500 Sunday at Richmond, at Darlington, excuse me, and next week's Federated Auto Parts 400 at Richmond. I jumped ahead of myself there. Did you know that Thad Moffat, the 15-year-old grandson of the king, Richard Petty, won his first stock car event at the Anderson Motor Speedway in South Carolina? Moffat took the pole and then the checkered drag during the Southeast Limited late model Daytona 1 Challenger Series race. Did you know that the Chevrolet Performance U.S. Nationals is an NHRA-sanctioned drag racing event? Generally considered to be the most prestigious drag racing event in the world due to its history, size, and purse, and is held annually at the Lucas Oil Raceway at Indianapolis in Brownsburg, Indiana. With events around taking place on Labor Day itself, it is the Monday event on the schedule and is the longest-running Labor Day motorsports event in the United States, a distinction earned in 2004. That wraps up TNT's second segment of Did You Know? We're now going to take a short break and listen to an excerpt of one of the songs from Ron Pastana and the Pit Crew. Full throttle.
As I'm not sure that many of you were even hearing me this evening, I'm not sure what's going on, but that's okay. Are you a race car driver, crew chief, pit member, track owner, or maybe you're just a huge fan of the sport? Contact either Michael Mullally or myself to get your spot on the show. After all, you deserve your 15 minutes of fame, and we'd love to hear from you. Be sure to check out past episodes of Thursday Night Thunder, as well as the other shows on the Speedway Digest Radio Network at SpeedwayDigestRadioNetwork.com. And also check out the show on Facebook by searching for Speedway Digest Thursday Night Thunder in the search bar. I also invite you to read the articles covering all aspects of motorsports at SpeedwayDigest.com. In addition, if you're a fan of South Florida, and who isn't, be sure to check out the latest news and information about our slice of paradise at Palm Beach Happening, which can be found by visiting PalmBeach.HappeningMag.com. Thank you for listening, and we look forward to seeing you again next week in the Thunderdome. We'll be delving into the wonderful world of modern motorsports with guests representing the top series in the nation and beyond. Wonder Woman, Lasso of Truth. Well, I'm getting there, dog. Give me a minute.
guys.
They're from two Legoland. It's so cool. What could possibly go wrong?
Begin the evil secret plot.
The Lego Movie 4D, a new adventure showing at Legoland Florida Resort.
I have no idea what 4D is, but it sounds awesome.